Today on Press TV, the Portuguese Parliament has adopted a resolution calling on the government to recognise the Palestinian state. The Parliament's motion was filed jointly by the ruling centre-right majority and the opposition Socialist Party. It proposed recognising Palestine as an independent and sovereign state in coordination with the European Union. More pilgrims from around the world are pouring into the holy Iraqi city of Karbala to commemorate Arbaeen. It's a religious ceremony marking the 40th day after the martyrdom anniversary of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Imam Hussein. Some 17 million people have already arrived in the holy city. Israel slams Switzerland for its decision to convene an international conference on the protection of civilians in the Palestinian territories. Switzerland is calling on members of the 4th Geneva Convention to attend the conference next week. The convention governs actions during wars and the treatment of civilians in occupied territories. A computer failure in the UK has caused temporary shutdown of its airspace. Officials said there was a technical problem at the UK's control centre in Swanwick Village. The airspace has reopened, but traffic is still restricted. The shutdown came at a busy time at the start of the weekend. Italian protesters have clashed with riot police during a national strike against government reforms. The new Job Act makes it easier for employers to fire workers. Union workers have staged protest rallies in more than 50 cities. The industrial action hit schools, hospitals, airports, public transport and basic services. Iraq's top Shia cleric Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani is calling for vigilance as the ISIL terrorists push to take control of the holy city of Samarra. Ayatollah Sistani also urged greater military effort to recapture the areas that are still in the hands of the militants. Fierce clashes rage on between Iraqi armed forces and the ISIL militants on the outskirts of the city of Samarra. At least 15 ISIL terrorists have been killed there. Thousands of Shia volunteers are also preparing to push out takfiris from areas close to the city, which has two important Shia shrines. And Ukraine says it's going to draft 40,000 more soldiers and over 10,000 contract servicemen. The move is expected to boost the country's ability to battle pro-Russian groups in the east. Kiev has also decided to double its military budget. Those latest here on Press TV.